Psalm 96, Psalm 96, whole song. O sing unto the Lord a new song, sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name, show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great, and greatly to be praised, for he is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice. Before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth, he shall judge the world with his righteousness, and the people with his truth.
Bow with me, please. Dear Lord, our God in heaven, we come before you, mindful of how magnificent you are, with all the glory that you deserve, coming in reverence and understanding that you are the one true God. Lord, we thank you for allowing us the time to come together to have this song service as we will tonight, that we might sing songs of praise in your name and to remind us and each other that of how wondrous you are. Lord, we're thankful for the bounty that we have in this nation and for the freedom and liberties that we have to come together and to meet like this. And while for the most part we are free from persecution, from fear of death, we ask that you be with us that we might remain strong, and if that ever need be the case, that we might be able to do the right thing and to stand in your name and trust in you. Lord, we ask that you be with those who are unable to be with us, whether it be from physical ailments, as we've mentioned, with the Burnetts and with the Gasways, with Christina and Tony. We ask that you be with them and with those that we regularly pray for. Lord, we also pray for those who are dealing with their spiritual ailments. And we ask that you have a burden on their hearts and that they might understand the truth and the need to worship you. Lord, we pray that you be with us as we go into the world, as we plant our seeds. We ask that you, those seeds might flourish to bring more to be saved. We ask that you be with us as we go in our personal studies and with studies of those with the world, that you might help us to present your word in the best way possible to allow more to be saved. Lord, we ask that you be with us as we go throughout this service, that we might sing with the right hearts, and these things we pray through Jesus' name. Amen.
Psalms 132. Lord, remember David in all his affections, how he swore to the Lord and vowed to the mighty one of Jacob. Surely I will not go into the chamber of my house or go up to comfort of my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob. Behold, we hear of it in the freedom and found it in the field of the woods. Let us go into his tabernacle and let us worship at his footstool. And arise, O Lord, to your resting place. You are the ark of your strength. Let the priests be clothed with righteousness, and let your saints shout for joy. For your servant David's sake, do not turn away the face of your anointing. The Lord has sworn in truth to David, he will not turn from it. I will set upon your throne the fruit of your body, and your son will keep my covenant, and my testimony which I shall teach them. Their sons and also set upon your throne forevermore. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired his dwelling place. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, and for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provisions. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and his saints shall shout for joy. There I will make a horn of David's bow. I will prepare a lamp for my anointing. His enemies I will clothe with shame. Himself he shall flourish. Amen.
Hebrews chapter 12, beginning in verse 12. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but rather let it be healed. Follow peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. For you are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor into blackness and darkness and tempest, and the second sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words, which voice they heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them any more. For they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast toucheth the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, Yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore we, receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. The final three song leaders of this evening will be Brother Bob, Randy, and Elijah. Bob, Randy, and Elijah.
traditions are good, as long as they are in accordance with God's word. We have a tradition here, and we've just partook in that this evening. Our tradition here at Elliottsville is the first Sunday night of the month. We dedicate it to mainly psalms. So basically for probably about 45 to 50 minutes, we have engaged in singing praises to the Lord. That's a good thing for us to do. Now, on any other normal worship time, you would say probably a quarter of a third of our time is spent in singing songs of praise to God. So it's obviously a part of the Christian life, a part of our worship that we all engage in. And it's something that should be very important to all of us. It's clear that even in the Old Testament, from the beginning, that many people that were following God held singing praises to Him very dear. They enjoyed it. They loved it. They had great happiness in partaking in this. When we read of the book of Psalms, you can't help but see David's appreciation and love for singing. The words that he penned and how he put those things to music. He was dedicated as someone who was singing praises to God at all times. This was a part of his life. This was a part of who David was. In Psalm 146, Psalm 146, verses 1 and 2 says, "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being." This is someone as David who is saying that at all times in my life, while I have my very being, while I'm alive, while I have breath in me, I will sing praises to God. This was something that was just an outpouring of his spirit. This was what was weighing on him. He loved God and he wanted to show that appreciation to him, and he did so through song. The main purpose when we come together, when we sing like we have this evening, is the praise that we offer is always directed towards God. It's praising the Lord. It should be natural for us to do that. It shouldn't be something that is difficult for us to do, or even burdensome for us to do. It's just something that is natural as Christians, that we praise the Lord through song. In Psalm 28, verses 6 and 7, David again says, "Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplications. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him." David recognizes here in verse 6 that God answers his prayer. He lends his ear to his supplications. And so what is the payment that David gives back to him? It's praise and song. "And with my song I will praise him," verse 7. He reacted this way, that this was something that was natural for David. This was his reaction due to God's blessings for him. He wanted to praise the Lord. So that's our outward reflection. We praise the Lord. But also, in a sense, inwardly, what are we doing when we're singing? Well, we're teaching and admonishing one another. It's a benefit to us as brothers and sisters in Christ. As Colossians 3 verse 16 says, and Ephesians 5:19, we're teaching, we're admonishing one another, and making melody in our heart. So it's not just directed towards God, but many of the songs are directed to each other. That's because many of the songs that we sing are designed to actually teach each other. They have lessons in there that we are to learn. As we sing these things, we are singing to one another at the same time we are praising God. We've sang many songs tonight about teaching each other how to live properly, to warn people about dangers that if we do disobey God, things that we can enjoy in the blessings of the Christian life and our walk with God. There's so many different things that we can pull from every song that we have sang tonight, and we can categorize them as teaching each other and admonishing one another. Thus, singing is a way that we can encourage our brethren and ourselves at the same time. So it does so many different things than just praising the Lord. So what can we do to get more out of our singing on an individual basis? What can we do and make sure that we're not just sitting there and that we hit play in our minds and those words come out without any thought given to it? Well, we must engage the mind as we sing. We have to make sure that our mind is in the words that we're uttering, because those words are coming out of our mouth. And they have to reach our brain and they have to sink in so that we can understand what exactly are we singing. What exactly did the author have in mind when he penned this psalm? And what can I gain from that? Because remember, singing is about teaching and admonishing one another. And this assumes that we understand what we are singing. Therefore, we need to give careful attention to the words of the psalm. You know, the song that we sang with the seven periods of the life of Christ that Rex led tonight, I can't think of a better song that helps us understand the life of Christ. Those words that we sang teach us and help us understand about the life of Christ. So our mind has to be engaged in a song, especially like that, because there's so much information in that song, and we have to let it sink in. So not only do we engage our mind in our singing, but we engage our hearts in our singing. When we sing, we must do so with grace in our hearts, as Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16 says. So our heart is involved in our singing. Grace is involved in that. We make melody in our heart in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 19. It's not always about how beautiful we might sing or how beautiful the song might be. But what are you doing within your heart, within yourself? Are you making melody spiritually? Is your heart engaged in your singing? So what this does is this assumes that we involve our emotions in our singing, that there's happiness behind it, that there's joy behind it. Not that there's dread and it's just a burdensome song, but this is something that we gain joy and satisfaction from because these songs are beautiful. They're directed towards God. They're about God. They're about us being saved. To sing without emotion or without any grace in our hearts can be evident with our countenance. In Proverbs chapter 15 and in verse 13, it says, "A merry heart makes a cheerful countenance." If we have a merry heart when we're singing, we'll have a cheerful countenance. And men, as song leaders, we have that as a blessing, that whenever we stand up here, we can look out and we can see a lot of cheerful countenances of people that are singing. And the joy and the satisfaction that they gain from those songs that we're singing together. And that's a blessing as a song leader to be able to see that in your faces. Also in Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15 in verses 7 and 8. We've read this many times as talking about the Pharisees and the hypocritical attitudes that they had as Jews. But think about it in terms of how we sing to God and our praise that we offer to Him. Hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, "These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." Can that be said about you as an individual or us even as a congregation, that when we sing to God, we're drawing near to Him with our mouth and with the praise that we're offering, and we're honoring Him with our lips through those songs, but can it be said that our heart is far from Him, that we're not engaging our heart in our songs? And maybe I should have got up before we even started the singing this evening because so much of this is about how we prepare in our song service to God, both individually and collectively as a church. How do you prepare your mind and how do you prepare your hearts when you sing praises to God? You know, prayer in our lives should be spontaneous. It should be something that whenever something comes up in our life that we instantly pray. We're praying without ceasing. You know, singing can be the same way. Singing can be spontaneous. If anyone among you is cheerful, let him do what? Let him sing songs. It should be spontaneous in our lives. That if you're going down the road and just something pops in your head and you want to sing a song to God, or you want to sing with your family, or you want to sing with each other, it should be spontaneous. So our praise to God, just like our prayer life, is always something that we want to reflect towards God and give Him the honor for. Whatever circumstances come in our lives, we should be spontaneous in our singing and our offering to God. In Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, it talks about this. It says, this is David, he says, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together." So David here is saying, at all times I will praise God. And what else does he say? Join me. Let's do this together. Let's always praise God and let it be a part of our lives. After all, this will be something that we partake in heaven. So if it's something obvious that's going to be in heaven that we're going to do for eternity, let's enjoy it today. Let's make it a part of our lives. Let's make it a joyful experience in our lives and be engaged in it together. Revelation chapter 19. Revelation 19, starting in verse 1. After these things, I heard a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, Alleluia! Salvation and glory and honor and power belong to the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, because he has judged the great harlot who corrupted the earth with her fornication, and he has avenged on her the blood of his servants shed by her. Again they said, Alleluia! Her smoke rises up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God who sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. Then a voice came from the throne saying, Praise our God, all you his servants, and those who fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. Just a beautiful throne scene here in Revelation chapter 19. And the amount of praise and glory reflected to God through song. What a wonderful experience that will be for us in heaven. And it will be only for those who enjoy this while they're here on this earth. Not people that dread it. Not people that don't engage their mind. Not people that don't engage their heart. But those who are all in praise and devotion to God. So let us have the same attitude as David did. David was a man after God's own heart, and he praised God at all times. In Psalm 104, he said this, verse 33, I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. He also said this in Psalm 147, in verse 1, Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant, and praise is beautiful. I hope you experienced that tonight in our song service to God. If not, if that's something that you're struggling with, I understand. It's something that I have struggles with too, to make sure that I'm fully engaged in singing unto God. But let's work on that. Let's make sure that we can be just like David and say, praising God is pleasant, and it's beautiful, and I'll do it at all times. If you're subject to the invitation, sometimes you'll probably notice that as we sing certain songs, that they might hit you. And you might say, this song is all about the love that I should have for God, and I don't have that love. Sometimes songs can prick you and convict you, just like the Word of God does. If you're convicted and pricked tonight and understand you need to repent and make your life right, please do so, and please come forward as we stand and sing for your encouragement.
I must needs go home by the way of the cross. There's no other way.
Let us pray. Almighty Father in heaven, we humble ourselves before you, thanking you so much for this another day that you made. Heavenly Father, the universe that you spoke into existence, it's beyond our comprehension, and you are worthy to be praised for the creation, for our lives, for the unexplained things you've made. And we thank you so much for the breath of life and our brothers and sisters in Christ, and for all the blessings we get through being around each other. There's a lot of evil in the world, a lot of bad examples in the world, people who are just ignoring the fact that they have a creator and not seeking you. And we know that you're a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. And we pray that we would always seek you with our lives and lead by example with the people around us. Please be with the world, dear God, that is in a state of trouble, and as it often is. And we pray that you would be with the troops who've recently been sent over there, and keep them safe, if it be your will. And we pray that recent actions by world leaders will not lead to world war, if it be your will. And but we also thank you that we have an advocate, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, to cover our sins should something horrible happen and the world go into a state of war. We pray that should that happen, that our souls will be prepared to leave this life and to be with you in heaven forever, regardless of what happens on earth. And we thank you so much for the evidences of Jesus and the evidences of his resurrection. We pray that you would be with us and help us be good examples and encourage each other. And we thank you that we can enjoy each other's company. Thank you for all your many blessings. Please be with the sick and those who are traveling, and bring them safely to their destinations. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.